Next week, you have new member orientation coming up here in the house, a whole week's full of activity. Tell me kind of a little bit of what's going to go on.
Well, it's mainly going to be making sure that they get oriented to the overall process.
Okay. Speaker-elect Jeremy Gillum, are you ready to get rid of the elect, maybe, a little bit?
Getting there. It's about time.
Next week, you have new member orientation coming up here in the house, a whole week's full of activity. Tell me kind of a little bit of what's going to go on.
Well, it's mainly going to be making sure that they get oriented to the overall process that we go through as far as the rules and the procedures and just kind of the rhythm of the way the life will be down here. And we try to give them a taste of that for a week at least and before the holidays and then bring them back in January for showtime. So it's mainly just going to be, you know, showing them how the bills are filed, how you run them in committees, how they run on the floor, you know, making sure that they understand that process, since that's what the main focus of the session is going to be.
And you have a really big freshman class coming in, 40 members. I mean, have you had a chance to meet with some of them? Kind of what are your initial impressions of this incoming class?
Initial impressions have been fantastic. I had a chance to meet with about half of them back in June that were unopposed in the November races, and we brought them in for a couple of days and were able to do kind of a little mini orientation with them. So I already knew about half of them and then have been able to engage with a few of them in the campaign trail as they were finishing up the races in November. Since then, I've been able to meet and get to know some of the other ones that I hadn't had a chance to previously, and I'm very impressed. We have a tremendous amount of talent that's incoming with this freshman class, and being able to couple that with the talent that we already had and the returning members, I think is going to make for an impressive House of Representatives.
Is it going to be a tough challenge for you, though? I mean, dealing with that many new members in one fell swoop, I mean, that's got to be a management challenge.
Well, I think since so many of them have been able to be a part of what we've been doing in the summer and in the fall with the different committee hearings since they run opposed, they've kind of already kind of integrated themselves a lot into what we were doing. And so it's not really trying to necessarily engage with 40 people at one time as much as it is about, 20. And then you couple that with, actually, my incoming freshman class was larger than this freshman class. And so I've had some conversations with Speaker Moore on how he managed it, and he's given me some tips. And so I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think it's going to be a very smooth transition bringing everybody in.
Are you giving some thought to your committee chairmanships and vice chairmanships? That'll be a big deal. I know you're not going to tip your hand today, but you have said previously that you would be representative of the makeup of the body. How will you kind of incorporate Republicans, Democrats, and new members into these chair positions?
Well, the one good thing about it is because we've got that abundance of talent, I've got a lot of great people to choose from. And so we're definitely in that process now of looking at who all wound up on what committees, because that's one thing. If you wind up with 12 of your top people all on the same exact committee, that limits your options on some things. But so we're looking at who all wound up in the different committees and which ones have the heavier legislative workloads and will have the time, constraints and things that might keep them from taking on those chair or vice chair roles, and just kind of working into the process. But I think we're going to be able to have a good field when we start the session on as far as the leadership.
Do you anticipate appointing some Democrats to a chair or vice chair position?
Yes. We've got extremely talented folks from the Democratic caucus, and I think with their experience and skill sets, I think they're extremely viable candidates to take some of these committees and take their chairmanships.
Some folks would say this could be a particularly long legislative session with new members and all the issues that you guys have to tackle. What are you going to get out of here for berry picking season?
Yes, my goal is 85 days. That's what we're going to organize everything around, is to try to get in and out in 85 days. And Senator Desmang and I have talked about that and the ambitious nature of it possibly. But we feel like you got to set your goals pretty high and reach for them. So we're going to try to get in and out as quick as we can.
Top couple of issues that you think you'll be dealing with this session? Obviously, there are some obvious ones.
I think, truthfully, most everything's going to be driven from the budget. I mean, so that's the main reason we're here. That's what we're charged to do. A lot of it's to set a budget. The extra stuff's kind of the icing on the cake in reality from what our actual charge is in the Constitution. So the budget's going to be our focus, and I think, but from that, you'll have, the private option corrections. We're going to have to deal with some transportation funding issues. We've still got that systemic problem in the funding of the highway department that we're going to have to deal with. I mean, so we've got several big issues, but as I said earlier, I feel like that with the talent and experience and skill set that the members have, we're going to meet that challenge.
Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.